Disagreement over how to choose the next government in Iraq is causing tensions on the ground there, and not only between political factions, but also between neighbors. NPR's Emily Harris has this profile.
Dr. Arshad Ali Mohammed is a dapper man. He's 31 years old, clean-shaven, and well-dressed in a suit, tie, and crisp white shirt. Arshad chairs the local council for Baghdad's al-Rashid district. At a recent town hall-style meeting, he explained to a crowd of some 100 people the plan for regaining power from the Americans and writing a constitution. Arshad told the audience the future of Iraq is in their hands. He said it's important for people to say exactly what they think. The first audience member to speak up was sitting in the middle of the front row. Mohammed Jassim questioned the very legitimacy of the council system set up by the Americans. None of these council members was properly elected, he says. All of them should be replaced immediately. Mohammed Jassim is 10 years older than Arshad, the district council chair. His hair is going gray, his beard is a constant shadow, and he usually wears a worn dark blue suit jacket. Despite his criticism of how local councils were chosen, Jassim says Iraqis believe in American ideals.
We really respect the American people. They have their democracy, they have their freedom, and they are always promoting peace. They are helping Iraq in many areas, including trying to reduce our international debt. But we would advise our American brothers to stick with exactly what we were promised. We don't want a fake democracy.
On a dirt street by a stinking lake of leaking sewage in his middle-class neighborhood, Jassim greets a passing friend. Then he explains how he became disillusioned with the current local council setup. At the end of the war, Jassim and his neighbors got together to help each other. But he says the American military officials didn't support them.
After the fall of Saddam, nothing was clear in the country. Everything was chaotic. We formed a local council. We gathered people in the local schools and held elections. But we were surprised when the Americans said they would pick a chairman for our council. We protested, but they did it anyway. We didn't even know the man. The only thing we knew was his son was one of the translators that worked with the coalition forces.
Dr. Arshad knows the story, but it doesn't bother him.
If he is good and works for the people, good things, it's not a big deal.
The differences over government between Dr. Arshad and Mohammed Jassim go deeper than the process. For example, Jassim, a supporter of leading Shiite clerics, says Islamic principles should form the basis of Iraq's new constitution. But Arshad believes following religious leaders is not what most people want.
Many of the Iraqi, I meet them, they are lost their trust with the religion man. Between me and him, he said, yes, I don't want this. I don't an Islamic rules. They do not allow me to do what I want to do.
American officials who work in Baghdad's Rashid district like Dr. Arshad. He speaks English and is always trying to learn more, and he supports the U.S. plan for creating a transitional government. He even believes Iraq should be an ally of Israel. Mohammed Jassim thinks about that for a long time, then says maybe, as long as certain conditions are met.
Everything is possible in politics. If all Arab sides agree on a peaceful solution to the Palestinian problem, and the Palestinians agree to, then how could we go against that? We can't change the policy of the world.
In private, Arshad and Jassim question each other's integrity, hinting of improprieties over contracts and money. But despite their differences, both do buy into a democratic future for Iraq. Both want to run for parliament. Arshad, with his position and connections, has a decent chance to be chosen for the transitional assembly. Jassim vows he will only run if the Iraqi people choose their representatives by direct vote. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.